Book 6, Chapter 9. How the Philistines made another expedition against the Hebrews under the reign of Saul, and how they were overcome by David slaying Goliath in single combat. Now the Philistines gathered themselves together again no very long time afterward, and having gotten together a great army, they made war against the Israelites. And having seized a place between Shoco and Azekah, they there pitched their camp. Saul also drew out his army to oppose them, and by pitching his own camp on a certain hill, he forced the Philistines to leave their former camp, and to encamp themselves upon such another hill, over against that on which Saul's army lay, so that a valley, which was between the two hills on which they lay, divided their camps asunder. Now there came down a man out of the camp of the Philistines, whose name was Goliath, of the city of Gath, a man of vast bulk, for he was of 4 cubits and a span in tallness, and had about him weapons suitable to the largeness of his body, for he had a breastplate on that weighed 5,000 shekels. He had also a helmet and greaves of brass, as large as you would naturally suppose might cover the limbs of so vast a body. His spear was also such as was not carried like a light thing in his right hand, but he carried it as lying on his shoulders. He had also a lance of 600 shekels, and many followed him to carry his armour. Wherefore this Goliath stood between the two armies, as they were in battle array, and sent out a loud voice, and said to Saul and the Hebrews, "I will free you from fighting and from dangers. For what necessity is there that your army should fall and be afflicted? Give me a man of you that will fight with me, and he that conquers shall have the reward of the conqueror, and determine the war, for these shall serve those others to whom the conqueror shall belong. And certainly it is much better and more prudent to gain what you desire by the hazard of one man than of all." When he had said this, he retired to his own camp. But the next day he came again, and used the same words, and did not leave off for 40 days together to challenge the enemy in the same words, till Saul and his army were therewith terrified, while they put themselves in array as if they would fight, but did not come to a close battle. Now while this war between the Hebrews and the Philistines was going on, Saul sent away David to his father Jesse, and contented himself with those 3 sons of whom he had sent to his assistance, and to be partners in the dangers of the war. And at first David returned to feed his sheep and his flocks, but after no long time he came to the camp of the Hebrews, as sent by his father, to carry provisions to his brethren, and to know what they were doing, while Goliath came again, and challenged them, and reproached them, that they had no man of valour among them that durst come down to fight him. And as David was talking with his brethren about the business for which his father had sent him, he heard the Philistine reproaching and abusing the army, and had indignation at it, and said to his brethren, "I am ready to fight a single combat with this adversary." Whereupon Eliab, his eldest brother, reproved him, and said that he spoke too rashly and improperly for one of his age, and bid him go to his flocks and to his father. So he was abashed at his brother's words, and went away. But still he spake to some of the soldiers, that he was willing to fight with him that challenged them. And when they had informed Saul what was the resolution of the young man, the king sent for him to come to him. And when the king asked what he had to say, he replied, "O king, be not cast down or afraid, for I will depress the insolence of this adversary, and will go down and fight with him, and will bring him under me, as tall and as great as he is, till he shall be sufficiently laughed at, and thy army shall get great glory when he shall be slain by one that is not yet of a man's estate, neither fit for fighting, nor capable of being entrusted with the marshalling of an army, or ordering a battle, but by one that looks like a child, and is really no elder in age than a child." Now Saul wondered at the boldness and alacrity of David, but durst not presume on his ability by reason of his age, but said he must on that account be too weak to fight with one that was skilled in the art of war. "I undertake this enterprise," said David, "in dependence on God's being with me, for I have had experience already of his assistance. For I once pursued after, and caught a lion that assaulted my flocks, and took away a lamb from them, and I snatched the lamb out of the wild beast's mouth, and when he leaped upon me with violence, I took him by the tail, and dashed him against the ground. In the same manner did I avenge myself on a bear also. And let this adversary of ours be esteemed like one of these wild beasts, since he has a long while reproached our army and blasphemed our God, who will yet reduce him under my power. However, Saul prayed that the end might be, by God's assistance, not disagreeable to the alacrity and boldness of the child, and said, Go thy way to the fight. So he put about him his breastplate, and girded on his sword, and fitted the helmet to his head, and sent him away. But David was burdened with this armour, for he had not been exercised to it, nor had he learned to walk with it. So he said, Let this armour be thine, O king, who art able to bear it, but give me leave to fight as thy servant, and as I myself desire. Accordingly he laid by the armour, and taking his staff with him, and putting 5 stones out of the brook into a shepherd's bag, and having a sling in his right hand, he went towards Goliath. But the adversary, seeing him come in such a manner, disdained him, and jested upon him, as if he had not such weapons with him as are usual when one man fights against another, but such as are used in driving away and avoiding of dogs, and said, Dost thou take me not for a man, but a dog? To which he replied, No, not for a dog, but for a creature worse than a dog. This provoked Goliath to anger, who thereupon cursed him by the name of God, and threatened to give his flesh to the beasts of the earth, and to the fowls of the air, to be torn in pieces by them. To whom David answered, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a breastplate, but I have God for my armour in coming against thee, who will destroy thee and all thy army by my hands. For I will this day cut off thy head, and cast the other parts of thy body to the dogs. And all men shall learn that God is the protector of the Hebrews, and that our armour and our strength is in his providence, and that without God's assistance all other warlike preparations and power are useless. So the Philistine, being retarded by the weight of his armour when he attempted to meet David in haste, came on but slowly, as despising him, and depending upon it that he should slay him, who was both unarmed and a child also, without any trouble at all. But when the youth met his antagonist, being accompanied with an invisible assistant, who was no other than God himself, and taking one of the stones that he had out of the brook, and had put into his shepherd's bag, and fitting it to his sling, he slung it at the Philistine. This stone fell upon his forehead, and sank into his brain, insomuch that Goliath was stunned, and fell upon his face. So David ran, and stood upon his adversary, as he lay down, and cut off his head with his own sword, for he had no sword himself. And upon the fall of Goliath the Philistines were beaten, and fled. For when they saw their champion prostrate on the ground, they were afraid of the entire issue of their affairs, and resolved not to stay any longer, but committed themselves to an ignominious and indecent flight, and thereby endeavoured to save themselves from the dangers they were in. But Saul and the entire army of the Hebrews made a shout, and rushed upon them, and slew a great number of them, and pursued the rest to the borders of Gab, and to the gates of Ekron, so that there were slain of the Philistines 30,000, and twice as many wounded. But Saul returned to their camp, and pulled their fortification to pieces, and burnt it. And David carried the head of Goliath into his own tent, but dedicated his sword to God at the tabernacle.